It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
And we are off. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today, Lou Finocchiaro in an hour from right now, professional handicapper, very good on the UFC. He told me that he has a bet on the World Baseball Classic and nobody has found out about it yet. I can't wait to hear what that is at that time. Eddie Olczyk on the NHL in 2 hours, and Tom Haberstroh, who was awesome on the NBA, later on today on the three-hour program. A little bit of news, Pauly, on the Super Bowl, as we have a full week yet to get ready for this game. Andy Reid came out and told people that Mecole Hardman was not going to practice yesterday. It's looking shaky for Hardman to play. Juju did not practice, but Reid did say that he's in a good place, and judging by other comments that were made, it looks like Kadarius Toney also could be ready for the Super Bowl. That'd be big for the Chiefs to get two of those guys back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's also, that helps Julian's prop, too. Hardman had a rushing carry, too, with Julian from DraftKings. He gave that out as well.
I would be careful with this, though, because he was on total amount of players in the game to have a rushing attempt under 9.5. You need to keep an eye on the status of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who could be coming back. It's a little shaky, I think, at this point. But if he is going to be back and on the active roster, that would be another player who could get a carry eventually in that game.
Yeah, okay.
I think the big one there, though, is going to be Ronald Jones and whether or not he'll see some action for the Chiefs.
He played really well in the Raider game and was getting a lot of carries and had a touchdown as well.
I couldn't believe it.
Sure.
Yeah. So now that we are on Friday morning, more props, specifically in this city, are now starting to pop too. But I would always say this, make sure that you're checking how many of our outs you have, wherever you live, because the props are going to be countless. And they have so many categories and so many tabs. It's difficult to keep up on all of them. I understand that. But I'll give you some of the creative ones that popped yesterday. And this is at Circa. Again, they're in four states. And if you're coming out here to watch the game, to watch the Super Bowl, like I think, 500,000 people do every single year. It's one of the biggest weekends of the year in Las Vegas. Keep that in mind if you're going to be visiting. They're offering, will either team convert a third or fourth down of 25-plus yards? On that, it's the yes is 17-1. The no is minus 3,000.
Very good. Creative.
So just, yeah, going out of their way, coming up with ideas.
With Mahomes, that's if anyone can do that, it's Mahomes, who did it in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, too. The other thing, you're coming to town here with Circa. Remember, you can bet on credit. So you want to talk to Will Case or something. It's the only book where you can bet on credit and use markers to bet at the sports book, too. Which is huge for you.
This is imagine if this happens in the Super Bowl, how big of a story it's going to be and how big of a play it will result in. Any player to fumble in the end zone for a touchback, the yes on that is 25-1. They offer a no, it's minus 4,200. Remember the Browns Chiefs game, I think was probably what the last big game that had happened in, when Higgins fumbled for the Browns.
It drives you nuts. And Mike Florio, the rule. Yeah,
I hate the rule. Yeah. And, you know, people conveniently forget about that was a helmet-to-helmet on the Chiefs defender as well. And then they're going to score. It's going to be a tight game at halftime. And then, nope, sorry, Chiefs are going to get the ball to 20. Whoever can, I don't know.
Yep.
And then we'll either kick off, either team have a kickoff that goes out of bounds. Isn't that frustrating, too, when that happens?
That's good. That's another good one, right?
The yes on that is plus 875. And then, so we also broke down, like, score. You like to bet the no in the first 5.5 minutes of a lot of these games.
Yes.
So we talked about and discussed a score in the first 6 minutes and told you that it happened in 13 out of 19 Eagles games on the year. Either the Eagles or their opponent to score in the first 6 minutes. So that's going to be available at most spots, or first 5.5 minutes, first 6.5 minutes. Well, to even break it down more than that, Paul, you can find this by shopping around. Points to be scored in the first minute of the game. And when I looked at every single box score, top of my head here, that happened in at least one Chiefs game this year. It was the Buccaneers game, primetime. I think the Buccaneers fumbled right away, like the opening kickoff. Chiefs got the ball and they scored, like in the first minute of the game. So points to be scored in the first minute of the game is 30-1. The first 3 minutes of the game is plus 630. No on that is minus $12.
I thought I saw five. I could be mistaken. Again, I don't know what day it is, but they all run together here with the crazy schedule and all these problems.
You did?
I thought it. Yeah.
The first 5 minutes of the game?
No. I thought I saw no score first 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, you did.
Not 1,200. $5. Lay five to win 100.
Minus $5.
That's what I thought I saw.
Wow.
And
Here's the thing, too, why you have to shop around. The typical juice on the safety is going to be minus $10. In that neighborhood.
Oh, sure.
You know, and by game day, it's going to be less than that or lower than that. There's one book I noticed opened up minus 2,500 on the safety, on the no. I mean,
I've seen as low as 6-1. Some of these local books just get right out in front of it because they know what's coming.
Oh, sure.
And it's, I mean, come on. You see it immediately, a DraftKings and a BetRivers has got 12-1 on that. And then you haven't even taken a bet on that, I'm sure. And you open it 6-1
because
you know what the public does.
So, points scored in the first 5 minutes of the game overall, yes, plus 172, minus 215 on the no. And then, other books were opening props last night. I know our very own Jonathan Von Tobel, who's the senior NBA betting analyst here. He also is very good on other sports, too. But he was asking the Westgate to put up, will either team convert a fourth down in their own territory? And the Westgate put that up. I think that's a really good idea.
You have to like the Eagles from the, well, I guess, both teams. But again, it's a high total. You got two great teams and great offenses and quarterbacks, but the Eagles is plus 330. Kansas City plus 450. I mean, that if a high-scoring game where you figure you got two aggressive coaches to begin with?
Yeah, my first thought is Chiefs don't go for it enough, but this is the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, yeah.
All bets are off.
Yeah. What's fourth and one to Mahomes? What's four? Although they've struggled on third and one. But especially with the Eagles, how they've perfected this, you know, push on third and one and fourth and one as well.
Well, and you know that people are going to have what happened against the 49ers in the back of their mind when they see a prop like that, and they're going to say, well, it happened last week.
That's right.
So the thing is, the Eagles go for it on such a frequent basis, and Sirianni's not afraid. Maybe he isn't. And, you know, again, if he doesn't get it last week, people are going to be screaming, holy hell, he got it, and people shut up. You know, that's the way it works with the fourth down conversions. It's totally results-based. But I think that's a very creative idea. And I could absolutely see the Eagles doing that at some point in the game. So plus 330 might not be worth a little bit of a bet, in my opinion.
Like them both. Yeah, absolutely. I've come around, too. I bet under 5.5 sacks. Okay. I can't see it getting there either. Right?
Is that because, well, first of all, the two teams led the league in sacks.
Right, right.
But you're thinking the mobility here, mobility, the quarterbacks. Mahomes are going to be closer to 100%.
Kansas City's going shotgun, and it's hard to bring Hurts down. Plus, the Eagles have a great offensive line.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're asking, that's a lot. Six sacks? So, I played that under, too.
Yep, yep. How about the news that came out of the NFL yesterday? Because imagine if the Bengals made the Super Bowl. Now this accusation came out about Joe Mixon, who had the pass problems at Oklahoma.
Right.
Where he was in massive trouble. And now he, you know, the people, someone's accusing him again of pointing a gun and basically saying, I should pop you right in the face.
If this is true, I mean, how do you come back from this?
I think he's probably out of the league.
Yeah. You should be popped in the face. I should shoot you now. And pointing a gun at a woman in downtown Cincinnati.
Oh, I mean, that, I honestly don't know how he could possibly pick himself up if this, again, there's a long ways to go in something like this when he's accused of this, but if this does come to fruition, and I tell you what, it makes me, from a betting standpoint, I know that might sound cruel, but that's how you got to look at this kind of stuff. How about Bengals to draft a running back right away this year?
Yeah, I mean, actions speak louder than words, but you still have this thing tied up in the court system with Kamara. And he's supposed to be looking at 6 to 8 games.
That's exactly.
He was out here in the Pro Bowl and beat the hell out of somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the whole back and forth on that was how many games would Kamara get last year? And his lawyer pushed to avoid a suspension last season. Well, that suspension is still coming at some point.
Uh-huh.
So now I think, when is it going to happen? And how many games will it be? Probably still going to be about 6 games. And also on the Bengals front, people who cover the team are writing that they could see the team trading T. Higgins for a top draft pick because the extension numbers for him could be, quote, outrageous, according to the team.
All right.
And because think about this. They have the Burrow contract coming up, which is going to be, I mean, what, $50, $60 million a year by the time he signs. And then you figure they're going to give Ja'Marr Chase $20, $25 million a year. And that's, you know, when you are set up and you have a young team and the quarterback is still on his rookie contract, that's when you really want to make some hay in this league. Well, if they don't win a Super Bowl and then Higgins has to go bob, like Higgins is awesome, but he's considered like the secondary wide receiver or 1B, whatever you want to call it, to Ja'Marr Chase because he's so good.
You'd like to shore up the offensive line too and make sure that's ready to go.
Higgins could go to a lot of teams right now and instantly make them better on offense.
Yeah. I saw one thing with the Jets. Which will be, I'm not, just for argument's sake, give them Rodgers and give them Higgins.
Yeah.
Now, well, how good is that team if that happens?
Yeah. More on that coming up in about 5 minutes because Rodgers actually talked about that a little bit yesterday. The final game of the season is set, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You could win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets, and you get a square on the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying offers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. So we will play you the audio from yesterday. Aaron Rodgers was asked about going to San Francisco. You're going to hear what he had to say about that coming up next. And the future odds, too, on Rodgers' next team. We'll do a little blind resume on what would make the most sense coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Thanks to everyone who responded on social media. We're coming, and we're coming heavy to Phoenix. I'm ready for Culver's. I'm ready for Whataburger. Cross it off the list. Thanks to everyone sending in what to order and where to go. And we hit the road Tuesday for Radio Row. We'll be in the middle of the action, broadcasting live. Follow the Money, Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, VSiN Prime Time. It's all starting on Monday. Betting splits, props, more props, VSiN.com. Maybe we break bread with Lombardi. It's a bucket list. Maybe that happens.
You are going to get lost in the Culver's menu.
Looking forward to it.
I've been there a bunch.
Yep.
We don't have any out here. The closest one is like 90 minutes. So yep. There's one semi-close, but it's not like right in the, you know, our backyard.
We got a Portillo's out there.
Yep. Right? Every yes. time I've been there, I'm like, I take 10 minutes. I'm that dummy at the line because I'm like, I want that. I want like seven things. I'm like, I don't know what to get.
So the last time I was there was, I was distraught. It was the Patriots going for the undefeated season and they lost to the Giants. But we're out there and we're driving around and we're lost and we get pulled over by the cops. I'm like, oh no, we're not. Gee, what a way to start the week. And the cop says, what are you guys up to? He's like, well, we're not from the area. We're here from the Super Bowl. We're lost. He goes, you know, I pulled you over. We go, no idea. We weren't speeding. He goes, you're in a highly area, highly populated by prostitutes.
And that's why he pulled
that's
you
why
over?
He pulled us over like we were looking for action or something.
Go, so just because things, just I mean, because a vehicle was in the area, you're automatically going to get pulled
in the
over.
Area. He goes, all right, get on your way. We were looking for the hotel. I don't know where we were.
So, wow.
That's of all the only time that's happened, right?
What was the ratio there?
Yeah.
Per capita?
No kidding.
What, it's like 98% of them?
Sure. I mean, that is. Yeah.
Do you remember where it's at? So we can
No, I can't. Too long ago. Sure, the area's changed too, going back to 07, 08. Absolutely.
So I honestly don't even know what the hell's going on this week. Like, the Pro Bowl is out here. They turned it into some sort of flag football now. I mean, it's worthless. It's you know, it's,
yeah.
This whole event, I don't even know why they have it anymore. But Derek Carr was part of the festivities last night, and evidently he was on fire and doing really, really well and part of the skills competition. Well, here he was with Ryan Clark, and boy, oh boy, was he a stand-up comedian all of a sudden.
by himself. Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Nice. Bro.
Derek Carr also said that he will not extend the February 15th deadline for the $40.4 million injury guarantee clause in his contract. In other words, the Raiders have to trade Carr before the 15th. Carr has a no-trade clause. And so, again, in other words, he will not be getting traded, instead forcing his release. I don't think that would be best for me, said Derek Carr.
Yeah,
I can't even believe, like, some of these quarterback deals, we say it all the time, whatever made the Raiders think, you know what, we need to give him $40 million a year. 20's not good. It's a slap in the face. $25 million is not good enough for you, Derek Carr. So, you know, that whole number, will a team be comfortable if this is going to be, you know, based on the deadline and the Raiders are going to be moving him, will another team be comfortable if that number has to be the number that he's going to get?
There was a good article on ESPN.com about the quarterback carousel and where all these guys could wind up. And someone threw out Garoppolo could get 2 for $70 million. Now think about that.
Oh.
He, at least he's been to a Super Bowl, though. But they're in such a hurry. Well, it's the going rate. You win something first, right?
Yeah, going rate for the best quarterbacks in football.
And a lot of guys think Carr could wind up, at least threw it out there, with the Saints. If that would be a pretty good fit, which they have weapons. So I mean, that's another one, right? And they think Winston's bye-bye, too. But who knows what the Saints are going to do, but that could be a landing spot for Carr as well.
I would much rather see Derek Carr go to the Saints than the Jets. I think he would actually be okay with the Saints. I don't see him working well in New York.
Right.
I don't think that's going to come across very well.
No. The media will be all over him.
Yeah, they're going to
will not
him.
Handle it well. Yep. And the other thing, he's fragile. The first time the guy throws the ball away on fourth down, there'll be a mutiny and a riot. The other thing is, you know, whoever came up with this, no one's given up that pick anyways. You're not getting a first-round pick for Carr.
Oh, it's silly. What are we doing here, folks?
Right.
He's going on his 10th year in the league. He's never won a playoff game, and he makes that much money. You're not going to give up a first-round pick.
It's going to be so good. Starting now through when free agency picks up and then through the draft, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the Bears trade the pick at number one. And then, you know, what does Indy do? What does Houston do? What do these teams do that need a quarterback? What do they do in the draft? Do you sign somebody? Going to be wild.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers playing the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach this week. He was on the links yesterday, and he was asked about going to San Francisco.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Cole.
Got any news you want to share with us?
Not going to San Fran.
You look great with a Cowboy star on your helmet.
That was Colt Nost, who's got a great personality. So he's not going to go to San Francisco. Was he joking around? He hit it with a smile on his face?
Yeah, no NFC.
Not going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
The odds are currently off the board at DraftKings, but they did plummet yesterday based on, you know, I think that, but also the news that came out. One network is reporting that Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, said all in, basically. Got to do whatever we can for Aaron Rodgers. So that went...
I think it was the GM. Thought it was the GM.
It was the owner. Okay. Was it the GM?
He's made it known he's going to do whatever it takes.
Do whatever it takes, yeah.
Right. Yep. The Packers can't be the favorites. They can't be.
Packers were minus 110. The Jets dropped all the way down to plus 110. It was Joe Douglas basically piggybacking what Woody Johnson said earlier.
Yes.
By saying, we're going to go all out for this guy. That's according to Pro Football Network.
There you go. Well, but the owner and the GM now saying that and making it well known.
Make that happen.
To get this guy. Yep.
And again, if you look around, you can still find the Jets at 40-1 to win the Super Bowl next year. If you think they're going to land a guy like Rodgers, I think that's worth a bet. DraftKings moved the Jets down to 25-1. Again, think about the AFC next year if he does go there. Total bedlam. Good luck making the playoffs.
And that division. Yep, absolutely.
I don't. How much would the Packers need in return for him? Do they get two first-round picks for Rodgers at this point?
I think the Jets are that desperate, yes, that they could.
They would. Any players involved at all?
That I don't know. I don't know what. I think two number ones, you call it good. You have to be ecstatic with that if you're Green Bay.
How about this? I'll throw this at you. I was watching one of the afternoon shows here on VSiN with Tim Murray and Sean King yesterday. Sean King said the conversation starts with Sauce Gardner and two first-round picks.
No.
He said, if I'm Green Bay and Sauce Gardner's not involved, I don't even have the conversation.
Trade him. The guy's got 2 years left.
The Jets are not going to trade Sauce Gardner. I can't imagine a scenario where he would be involved in the talks. So I think that the Packers are going to have to be realistic about that and probably make a deal. And they're punting on Rodgers 2 years too late anyway. I mean, the writing was on the wall the year that they drafted everything but help. That was the pandemic year. They traded up for Jordan Love. No receivers. They were drafting like backup tight ends. And just a garbage draft by the Packers. That was the year to trade Aaron Rodgers. Or the year after when he won the MVP and you lost to the Buccaneers. That you could have gotten probably 3 first-round picks with other picks or players at the time for him.
Oh, God. Just imagine that division if he goes there. Still have, you have the Bills, the favorites. The Patriots is bad. It can't get any worse offensively. Now you get O'Brien as the OC. They still almost made the playoffs with everything that went wrong. Miami was a playoff team. Who knows with Tua? And then the Jets, who could have made the playoffs, they were 7-4 at one point with White and Wilson. Now you have Rodgers, and you might get him some new weapons too, and you're going to have Hall healthy? Cool. Yeah. You're right. How the AFC is stacked and loaded.
I think you, and I'm looking again right now at a team on the board that's 30-1. I don't, you know, who knows what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson. If Lamar goes back to Baltimore, you grab 30-1 right now. I know it's the AFC. How close are they? I mean, they should have, you know, obviously won that game against Cincinnati a couple weeks ago.
You're exactly right. They were going to be a tough out with Lamar Jackson, but that's going to be hard to figure out about what that looks like. And I would not recommend that because if they tag him, they can't. 2 years now, they haven't been able to work out a deal.
Yeah.
And this whole business, he doesn't have an agent. I want the Watson guaranteed money deal, and which isn't going to happen as the Browns screwed that up for everybody. But does he sit out if they tag him? In protest and say, force a trade. Who knows how that works out?
I would probably take a little on the Ravens 30-1 if I knew it was going to work out with Lamar Jackson and he was going to play next year. But it's probably too much of a gamble, like you just said. So I'd be looking at the NFC because the NFC is, you know, the Eagles are going to be really good in theory again next year. They have a loaded roster. Who could be next year's Eagles out of the NFC? Well, you can if you shop again, you can find the Lions at 40-1.
Yeah, and we haven't had a repeat champ in that division since 2004.
Uh-huh.
That's another angle.
Yeah.
In the NFC East, can't go back to back.
I would really like a team out of the NFC South if they would get a quarterback, and that would be either the Saints or the Panthers. But again, I don't like. Are the Panthers going to be content going with a new quarterback via the draft? And what the hell is going to happen with the Saints in New Orleans? I don't know.
Yeah, I know you hate it, but. A guy from The Ringer did his mock and had Carolina trading into the one spot.
Who'd they take?
It was...
Bryce Young?
Yes.
Was it Young going number one overall?
And then Stroud was going 2.
2 to the Texans.
Levis was going 4.
Okay.
Yep.
Up next here on Follow the Money, Paulie will run down last night's betting action. Favorites prevailed last night in the NBA, but dogs got there again in college basketball. Details next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Favorites in the NBA, 6-1 straight up last night. Hell of a night in the NBA. Great games, good finishes, the Laker finish. Warriors Nuggets over 234 up to 239.5. 134, 117 Denver. Joker does it again, 22, 14, and 16 in the win.
You know, that's 8 out of the last 10 games with the triple double for him.
Yeah. Average, yeah, I believe it. He'll average a triple double. I think he is. But when it's all said and done. Ton of upsets in college basketball, and I left a lot off the list. Monmouth plus 330. Oh no. Charleston goes down. They blow a double-digit lead and lose at Drexel. Drexel was plus 250. After this great start to the season, and they were ranked in 20-1, will Charleston even make the tournament if they don't win the Colonial? Florida International, 3-1. Wisconsin, plus 280. Cal State Bakersfield surprised Riverside, plus 330. Central Arkansas was 6-1. They beat Gulf Coast, and Lamar was 4-1. Joe Osborne, Vegas Insider, some numbers in the NBA. Pacers 7-20 ATS in the first quarter at home. The Knicks 26-1 first half at home. and the Wizards are 35-15 to the over in the first quarter. Good quarter and half numbers courtesy of Joe Osborne. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Watch the show as well. And you always want to see these tweets and the videos. A great mix as always. We try to hit every demographic here. Let's start with a video poker jackpot. Look at this. I've never seen this before. Guy's in the high limit. Four aces, locks up the machine, hand pay. Next to him, four aces, locks it up, hand pay. 4,000, 4,000. Doesn't get the kicker on each, but he'll take the $8,000.
Remember years ago, we talked to video poker legend Bob Dancer when he did the show over at the South Point. And we asked him that very question. How many times when you were waiting for a hand pay,
did you
say, I'm going to keep playing, and you hit another one? And he's like, I can't even keep count.
Pete Mastriani, who owns Mastriani's, a great Italian restaurant in Summerlin, did three at the same time.
Oh, come on.
At a gas station. I call him the gas station gambler. He goes in, gas station. Yeah, and it took forever to get paid. It's not like a casino. A guy's playing at a gas station. He locked up tic-tac-toe three in a row. Incredible. Sit down and after that guy, I'll tell you some stories.
That sounds so ridiculous. I don't even know how somebody could make that up.
I know, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's machines at laundromats, gas stations.
Oh, my bachelor party weekend.
There are machines in grocery stores out here.
Yeah, yeah. On Sunday night, this is 56 hours into my bachelor party weekend. I told a buddy of mine who was driving me around, I said, let's screw it. Hit a couple of gas stations right now. It's going to be our lucky night. It was not our lucky night.
Ah, too bad. Too bad. Look at this. Bring it in for the real thing. The puppy sees the baby hanging out and just chilling. And he comes up. Hey, got a little room there? Huh? Lays down right next to the baby. A little snuggle.
Oh, look at that. That is excellent.
That is good. Hey, I see some room there, right? Hanging out next to the baby and then rests his head on his face. Look at that. Comes up. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Yeah, you're the new guy, huh? Comes up top right. Fits in there. Plenty of room. He saw the whole thing coming. That is excellent. Good video. How about house porn? Sure. Now look at this at night. Look, notice all the steps to the left. I've never seen something this Art Vandelay type deal here with the architecture. Look at that on the left. That must be 30, 40 steps going all the way up. Comes up that way, and then of course you got the gorgeous pool at the bottom. That's well done. This one's better though. You know, it's always big with the pool's important. Oh, wow. You see the waterfall there on the left? Then you got the fire pit. You got a big area to lay out on the right. That's a nice one right there.
That's all right.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Not bad. And then also win some. In China, you can earn $32,000 a year to be a panda nanny. Yeah, all you got to do is hang out and cuddle with panda cubs. There you go, $32,000. Not bad. Lose some heat, 1.5 up to 3. The Brunson news again. Unacceptable what's going on in the NBA. Unacceptable. Guys are getting ruled out with right before games. Anyways, the Knicks won again. Great job by the Knicks. Warriors, here's another one. Everyone was supposed to sit. Curry played, 11.5 down to 6. Didn't matter, run out of the building. Marshall App State over, 143 up to 147.5, no good. VMI Citadel under, 143.5 down to 138. That was no good. Lose some dog video. This is Willie. Just because you found him like that doesn't mean it was his fault. In the garbage. He goes through the garbage. You see, it's just scattered debris everywhere. The cover's off, and he ran right through the garbage, and the owners walk in, and Willie's actually in the garbage. I mean, poor guy. Going through everything. Oh, you're back so soon? I had no idea. And what is going on? Andrew Marchand, CBS Sports executives went down to Dallas in the offseason to talk to Romo. It was an intervention. They were so concerned about the slippage.
CBS poo-pooed the word intervention. Marchand said, call it whatever you want.
Sure. It's where you are slipping and you have to do a better job, and we gave you 180.
And he never improved anyway.
Huh?
Yeah, and he never improved anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
This is after talks with the head honchos.
And this was on the heels of the report where he's not doing any prep and just showing up.
Yeah.
And not knowing who plays for who.
10 years, $180 million, Paulie.
My God. Insult to the working man. Bad beats. Pacers money line. They were up 14 at home in the fourth quarter against the Lakers. The Lakers survive. The Mavs laying 4.5 or 5. They led the Pelicans by 27 at halftime. And then Luka got hurt.
Yep.
They won by 5. UAB second half plus 3 or 3.5. Florida Atlantic hit a 3 at the buzzer, down 12 to put it on 9. Yeah, that was a loser. And Brett, who owns Winner's Circle Proxy Service, he tipped the valet going in, and then it was a different guy, and he handed him the keys, and he gave him the stink eye when he got into his car. I mean, that's on them. That's poor communication. You know, they leave you up front for a reason, because you hit them heavy. You came in strong right off the get-go.
Years ago, I'm at Mandalay Bay. My wife and I are going to a show that night. It's busy. We tip $20 going in. All right? Do the show. Yep. We got a bite to eat. We come out. I'm very good at leaving early to beat the crowd. First ones at the valet stand. 45 minutes later, the place is completely cleared out. Hundreds of people walk through, got their cars. They still can't find my vehicle. My arm's up in the air. I'm like, who do I talk to?
Right.
Guys, come on. Not can't even an apology. Never reached out, never said anything. Oh, sorry, sir. That one person said, who brought it back, I'm sorry. Here you go. Here are your keys. You're sorry? It's been now almost an hour, pal. And I tipped on the way up?
Yep.
Well, what the hell is this?
Mike Paul nailed that. You could ask for whatever you wanted at that point. I mean, that is just, I don't know how you lose a car. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. Great job, guys. Well, that's kind of like the Costanza when he tips the guy and he doesn't see it when he's making the calzone.
Sure.
And picking up his food for Steinbrenner. The guy turns his head, he puts the money, and he doesn't see it.
Yeah, reaching back in.
Right.
I always, based on that episode alone, when I tip in the tip jar,
make sure they see it.
When it's appropriate, I wait until they're looking at me. When I place my order, if they turn around, like let's say they're going to put a coffee together, right?
Can I take it out if they don't say thank you? You won't believe how many times they don't even say thank you.
No, you say, you're welcome, by the way.
Okay.
Make sure they hear you.
Like you holding the door
hey,
open
you're welcome.
For people.
You're same welcome. Thing. And then point at the tip jar. But I make sure that they see it go in. You have to.
Yes, right.
By the way, another bad beat. Email here from Mike, ftm@vsin.com. Oh, mama. He was on Rice plus 5 last night in college basketball.
Okay.
Sent the box score over. They're losing by 4. 2 technicals at the buzzer. At the buzzer, they lost by 8.
No.
The Louisiana Tech hit 4 free throws after the buzzer.
Oh, my God.
Because of 2 technicals.
I missed that.
Well, there's a lot on a college basketball night you're not going to get.
Yeah.
And another one from Melvin. Why not trade Rodgers from Green Bay straight up to Lamar Jackson? To Baltimore for Lamar Jackson.
Well, the thing with the Jets, if you're going to give up 2 for Rodgers, just go nuts and give up 3 for Lamar. That's what they're asking for, according to report. They would ask for 3 number ones. Yeah. So
I think there's a way to make that work, though, right? Baltimore, if they get an elite quarterback, they're right there.
Yeah.
They are right there.
Yep.
And then you could go from a 39-year-old quarterback in Lamar, you don't know what you have in Jordan Love yet, to Lamar Jackson, who's, 8-10 years left probably? And the financials will probably be similar?
Well, you'd have to sign him because he's due $60 million, whatever it is. So that's funky with the deals on those teams.
Yeah, you can always get in touch with the show. The email is ftm@vsin.com, ftm for follow the money at vsin.com. Also on Instagram, you can search Mitch Moss, Paulie Does Vegas, on Twitter at vsin live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard. Up next, more NFL, and believe it or not, 1 in 4 teams that won 5 or fewer games bounce back to have a winning season the following year. And what is it, 10 out of 11 years?
Correct.
One of those teams actually qualifies for the playoffs?
Yeah.
Incredible. So who are the best candidates, or who's the best candidate to do that next year? We'll kick it around coming up next year on VSiN.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, Super Bowl Sunday coming up. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing the Bet Rivers Squares. Place a $10 bet or more in qualifying bets. You get a square on the house. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Bill Barnwell has done it again. Every year we talk about this on the show. Teams that will improve and teams that will decline. We do it every August. And to grade his work this past season, he went 4-1 and 4-1. Teams to improve? Bills, 11 wins to 13. Lions, 9 wins from 3. Ravens, 8 wins to 10. Jags, 3-14 to 9 wins. His loser was Denver. 24-6 the last 6 years. Teams that will decline, he also went 4-1. 24-6 also the last 6 years. Packers, 13 wins down to 8. Titans, 12 wins to 7. Raiders, 10 wins to 6. Steelers, was the only way he could win, 9-7-1 to 9-8. And Atlanta stayed the same. They went 7-10 and then 7-10. The other thing he had is this tweet. 1-4 teams who win 5 games or fewer post a winning record the following year. Last year, it was the Bengals and the Eagles. Who does it this year? Well, how about 3? Lions, Giants, and Jags. And 10 of the last 11 seasons, a team has had a winning record or made the playoffs and coming off a season where they had 5 or fewer wins. So, Lions, Giants, Jags, Bengals-Eagles last year, as his tweet says. 2020, it was Washington and Miami. 2019, it was San Francisco. 2018, it was Indy, Houston, and Chicago. 2017, Jacksonville and the Chargers. 2016, Tennessee. 2015 Washington, did not happen in 2014. 2013 Chiefs and Eagles, 2012 Colts and Washington. Your candidates for the upcoming year: Colts, Houston, Denver, Chicago, Arizona, and the Rams.
Okay, so which teams are going to do it then? Or how do you rank the team with the best chance, or the teams then with the best chances to do it?
Yep.
I don't know if I really want to buy into the Colts.
I think it's going to be a rookie quarterback. So I'm with you on that one. And they have to fix the offensive line.
I don't think I can get there with the Cardinals. Murray's going to miss potentially,
nope,
you know, most of the year, if not the entire thing.
I would say, this is tough. I'd go Rams 1, Denver 2.
They have both teams have to be on your list.
Yep.
They have to be.
It's hard. But then again, you dismissed a lot of teams last year, and look what happened. The turnaround with Detroit, incredible job. Remember, they started 1-6, 2, whatever it was, and how they rallied.
Right.
And I guess some people saw Jacksonville coming. Because of anti-Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
But
our producer, Dustin, put this together like back in, it was like springtime. Sent over a big email. He's like, hey guys, I think there's going to be a path for Jacksonville to be a lot better. And he broke down like a bunch of things that were on the list. And so good for Dustin. He was ahead of it. And he knew that there was a way for Jacksonville to really, really improve this past season. I mean, they had the number one pick in the draft with back-to-back years. So that's about as bottom of the barrel as you can possibly get, and then they were coming off the Urban Meyer mess. So that's why I think, to me, it's going to be the Broncos with a bullet, and the Rams once they get healthy as well. The Rams can bounce back and win 9-10 games next year.
Yeah.
That's possible, and I think the Broncos are going to be they're probably going to be the number one candidate based on a lot of bettors and a lot of people like Bill Barnwell, who writes for ESPN.com, to say, look, I mean, 11 times they scored fewer than 16 points. They lost 9 one-score games. The regression to the mean is real. It will happen. And that's why, we had a guest on from Denver yesterday. I said, make it 7.5. He said, no, 6.5. Well, I would clearly go over 6.5 on a win total for the Broncos. Now, I would.
Yeah, you're right. In his column in August, he'll have Denver to improve.
Yep.
And he'll have Minnesota to decline.
Yep.
No, with a bullet. No doubt about that. Because you can't win the close games and go against you and how you won, 11-1 score games, what Minnesota did.
I can't make the comment yet with the Bears. They have the most money to spend this offseason. They'll sell, they're like $100 million below the cap. And I think Fields can maybe improve as a passer. Great as a runner, not good as a passer. But if they make, the right moves in the offseason, have a pretty good draft, I still don't know if that team can get to, they have to get to 9 wins. Oh, that's a major leap in 1 year for that team.
No, total rebuild. No.
I don't think it's going to be the Bears. I don't think it's going to be the Texans.
No, that's a total rebuild too.
Yeah.
Too a lot of work there. And you're going to have a young quarterback. Maybe you go with the veteran and he learns and sits 1 year, or half a year. But they're just, you see how far behind they are. There's just a lot of things that Ryan's has to fix in Houston. And it could be the long time coming in Indy. And that's interesting too, with a GM whose job's on the line, and if Ballard admitted that he blew it, that still you move up and take a quarterback, but then when will Irsay, I'll tell you, this is embarrassing. I think Saturday's going to get the job. All hell will break loose if they hire this guy. He wasn't qualified to begin with.
Yeah.
He had no business getting the job, and he goes 1-7, and Irsay's not, that's the other thing. Irsay's not even in on these interviews. So it seems like he has his mind made up.
That's going to be the guy no matter what.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think that what they gave, was it Wink Martindale, I believe, with the Colts yesterday?
They've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, they've talked to a lot of people.
But if the owner's not in on the interviews, and his buddy, according to reports, is still the favorite or going to be considered and has an excellent chance to be retained, as Irsay has talked about, and he won his first game and then lost, come on.
Yeah,
a 33-point lead. They were outscored every game in the fourth quarter. It was atrocious.
I'll put it this way. If Saturday comes back as the head coach, I would not buy into the Colts as a bounce-back candidate this year. But if they actually go somewhere else and hire a competent head coach with experience, a guy that knows what he's doing, and they happen to get the right quarterback in the draft, maybe that's the team. I need to know what's going to happen with the offensive line, because I think that was one of the biggest mysteries in football this year. Again, for years, led by Quentin Nelson, that Colts O-line was top 5 according to like almost every site, every metric, and then they were horrendous this year. They couldn't run the football. They could not protect Matt Ryan to save his life. So was that a Russell Wilson type of thing where it's going to continue? the debate with that guy, quarterback for the Broncos. Does that continue with the Colts O-line, or was that a blip on the radar and they bounced back to what they were previously?
Yeah, I can't get there with Arizona either. Murray's always hurt. You have a new coach. Kingsbury, it has to be an upgrade over Kingsbury, though. He didn't get along with Kingsbury. And the fact that you're going to trade Hopkins, too.
Yeah.
So I can't get there with Arizona. Well, things changed in a span of a year for that organization.
Well, plus you factor in what the division looks like in front of you.
Right.
Right. Seattle had a very promising year this year, post-Russ. 49ers are going to go absolutely nowhere. They're awesome. And we expect the Rams to bounce back if they stay healthy.
Yep.
So the Cardinals, to me, would not be a candidate next year to improve that much.
All right, what do you guys think? 10 of the last 11 years it's happened. Your candidates, Colts, Houston, Denver, Chicago, Arizona, and the Rams. You win five or fewer. You have a winning record the following year. Good tweet on the Romo stuff. What was the guy's name? What was the incentive for Romo to... Oh. I mean, he had no experience, and you gave him almost $200 million?
This is the tweet from Tripp. He said, when you foolishly give a broadcaster a 10-year contract, you are also giving away any leverage. CBS created the issue with Romo. If they terminate, then he gets the balance of the $180 million. So where is the incentive to improve? CBS, you're stuck. Again, this you say this all the time. It's the only job in America where, with zero experience, you go to have the number one job in the entire racket.
Drove Cosell nuts.
Absolutely. And you can see his point. So then Romo takes the world by storm. Hey, guys, it's 3rd and 4. I know what they're going to do here. Oh, my God, can you believe this guy? He's predicting the future. And he's only gotten worse since. And now this story comes out about how CBS had to go to his house multiple times, different trips, and the guy's never improved. He's not prepared, doesn't take it seriously. But when you give him $180 million, there you go. That's on you.
Isn't that surprising, though, as a former pro athlete and a quarterback? I mean, at what point do you think pride sets in and you want to be prepared?
Well,
you would
think that pride would set in with everybody, but that's not the case.
Yeah. But for him to take the lazy route and not even do that, not to mention you can get exposed on national TV.
No, Jim!
Yeah. I mean, the problem is Nance can't call him on some of the stuff.
Yeah.
But I can't believe you're just like, okay, well, the check clears, I'm good. I'm not even... Show up and you don't even know players.
Brady will take it. I don't know if Brady's going to be any good, but he'll at least prepare and take it seriously. I'm fully convinced of that. And he's getting $37 million a year to call games for Fox starting next year, if that's what he wants to do. Continue with that, the contract that he signed last year. I think Brady's going to, he'll show up, he'll prep. Does that translate to actually being good in the booth? I have no idea. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Lou Finocchiaro is going to join the program. Professional handicapper. He's great on the UFC. We have a card this weekend. We'll get his bets there. A Super Bowl prop. And he loves one particular side in the World Baseball Classic. And he said, I can't believe others have not caught on to this yet. Here, the bet that he likes a lot. Coming up next here on Follow the Money.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.